السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم، ويجعلنا ممن يختم له رمضان بالقبول والعتق من النار يا رب العالمين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us all to be of those that have been accepted in this blessed month, and of those that will be written of the ones that are freed from the hellfire. This blessed month of Ramadan, and I'm sure you've heard many reminders, and there are many things that we are all aware of to do with the virtues of this blessed month, and what Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about it, and what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in many of the ahadith of this month. Lakin I remember a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentions in the meaning of it that he was taking steps on the minbar, and every step he took he would say Ameen, then he said Ameen, then he said Ameen three times. And when he was asked, what was you doing ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Jibreel came to him and he made a dua, and every dua he made, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Ameen. And the first one he says, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That he is truly in big loss and humiliated, the one that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was mentioned in his presence and he did not say صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he said, وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُ إِمْرِئٍ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَاهُ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That he is also in big loss, the one that has witnessed both or either of his parents alive, and they were not a reason for him to be forgiven. How many of us, subhanAllah, we have our parents and we are blessed to have our parents around, but subhanAllah al-Azim, we do not put the effort in trying to be kind and trying to do what is known as birr. And subhanAllah, we always mention this thing that birr is not for you to, you know, speak or to give your father or mom a kiss on the head, or to pick up the phone and give them a call every blue moon, or to be kind to them when they are kind to you, when they have given you, you know, if you are young, you're allowed you to play on your PS4 or 5, huh? Or if we are elder, subhanAllah, if they do not contradict with your wants in life, they're not, you know, interfering in the way you live your life and so on and so forth. I'm not talking about haram now and halal. I'm talking about normal matters, worldly matters, that your father or mom may not like or not be happy about a certain thing or a certain way you may speak to them, or a certain way you are doing something with your wife, with your house, anything. How are you going to be treating your parents in such a status there? The birr is when you are kind to your parents at the most difficult of times. Not when everything is, as they say, kushti. No. When you are, subhanAllah, in the difficult times, when you are tested with your parents. Because birr, subhanAllah, is such a high virtued worship that Allah Azza wa Jal does not mention after the tawheed anything in the whole Quran directly straight after tawheed except parents. As well as also shirk. Allah says, وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention shirk with something right after it, except again parents. When he says, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشِرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This, if anything, as the ulama say, shows us the importance of parents in Islam. Not يعني that they are involved in worship, but it is so, some of the ulama say, that there is nothing that Allah لم يقرنوا ربنا عز وجل شيئا كما بالتوحيد كما قرن بر الوالدين به. There is nothing that Allah عز وجل compared or put directly after the tawheed of Allah like he did with the parents. So subhanAllah, this shows us how important it is to be kind to your parents, to be obedient to your parents, whether you are young or even if you are an old married man and your parents are alive and they are ordering you to do something, you must do it, so long as it is not haram. And so long as it's not oppressing anybody else, you must do it. Not only that, if you know a certain act that you may do will displease your parents, you must not do it. Unless it is something important or whatever, then you can do behind their back. لكن I'm saying if it's something important, طبعا أنا حلال before the younger, يعني like for example, if some of the علماء say may Allah forbid, if there are family ties that are, you know, broken, two brothers do not speak, يعني let's say if I have an uncle and him and my dad do not speak, then it is my duty to see and to do birr to this uncle. He is one of those that the asil is wajiba. So if seeing him was going to upset my father, I will do it without him knowing. Wallahu a'lam. Ala kulli hal. The matter is so important regarding the parents. يعني look, if Allah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that he is truly in big loss, the one that witnesses both or either of his parents alive, فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ أَوْ لَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. No. فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That they were not a reason for him to enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. We have your parents today, if you have them, to not lose this opportunity and these doors, huge gates of Jannah that you have. If you have lost your parents, then that door has been closed for you. Majority of it, except in what you can possibly do and be kind and give it to them birr in their grave by giving sadaqah on their behalf, by making dua for them, and so on. Lakin, when you have them alive, this is subhanAllah, this is the Jannah itself. Then the Rasulullah ﷺ, he continued and he said, in the hadith that you know, وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانُ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّهُ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That the one, he is also in big loss, the one that witnesses the best month of Ramadan, and his sins have not been forgiven. We are in the month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, and we are now, subhanAllah, coming to the end of it. We are coming to the end of it. If you have lost and wasted the last 20 days, my brothers and sisters, then the 10 that are remaining are greater than the entire 20 that have passed. If you have lost the determination, the focus and the opportunities that were in the past 20 days, do not lose what is remaining in these 20 days, especially trying to pray and stand and make dua in the day or in the night of what Laylatul Qadr. That is equal the reward of it, like doing ibadah for 83 years or so, I think. فسبحانallah العظيم, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is our role model in this, and we look at the way the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to treat these 10 days. He will be in uzlah, he will isolate himself, be away from family, be away from people, and spend it all in ibadah. And it is better for you to try and not sleep at all in these last nights, I mean in the night, to get a bit sleep in the day if you can, and do not spend the whole day of fasting sleeping either. Lakin the nights are better than the days, as the ulama mentioned, Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala ajallu wa a'la wa a'lam. And very, very importantly, do not lose out on the opportunity of dua. Every single one of us is in need of dua, is in need of something. And that something, inshallah, azza wa jal, it is Allah azza wa jal that will give it to you. Do not knock the doors of anyone. What did the poet say? لا تسألن بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا تغلقوا. Do not ask the son of Adam anything, and ask the one that his gates and his doors are never closed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, in the meaning of the poem, who knows the lines of the poem? لا تسألن بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا تغلق. I lost it. He says that بني آدم إن سألته يغضب وإن سألت والله إن تركت سؤاله. In the meaning that if you ask the Bani Adam something, the human, brother I can't or sister I can't, and Allah he will be angry if you ask him, and Allah عز وجل, if you were to leave asking him, he will be angry. So Allahu Akbar, why would you go to subhanAllah, the one that will be angry of you asking, and we leave the one subhanahu jalla fi'ulah that will be angry for us to leave asking him. Subhanah. The one that you ask will be angry because you're asking him, Bani Adam. And you go and knock the door of the one that will be angry, and you leave the door and the knocking of the door of the one that will be angry if you don't ask him. Allahu Akbar, the kindest. Malik al-Muluk, al-Kareem, al-Jawad, subhanahu jalla fi'ulah. Huh? And as subhanAllah, Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions, I think it was Imam al-Nawawi, he says, قَلْبُ مَنْ أَقْبَلْتَ إِلَيْهِ بِيَدِي مَنْ أَعْرَضْتَ عَنْهِ. The heart of the one that you approach is in the hands of the one that you have left behind, or you turned your back away from. Allah Azza wa Jal, So don't look for anything, any mas'ala you have, knock the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand before Allah Azza wa Jal and make dua in these days, this month of Ramadan. The dua in it is special, and especially in these nights, bi-idhnillah. Especially in these nights. And the best of the dua is what the Rasul ﷺ taught. Aisha radiallahu anha, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And he also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to a lot make the dua in the last 10 of what? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And it is enough, as the ulama say, that Allah Azza wa Jal, when he introduced the ayat of Siyam and the month of Ramadan, straight after it, he mentioned one of the greatest ayat of dua. When Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَى فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, if we want our dua to be accepted, Allah has, if we want to, Allah is qareeb, qareebun mujib. He will answer the caller of the one that calls. This ayat, this ayah is mentioned in the middle and straight after the introduction of the month of Ramadan. And the ulama say this, and this is a sign. Ala kulli hal, don't lose out. Make a lot of dua. Keep in being persistent until you feel like you are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يعيننا وإياكم على طاعته وأن لا يختم لنا رمضان إلا وقد أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا ومشايخنا ومن له حق علينا من المسلمين من النار. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.